weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
I want to welcome into the studio now Alan Bracken. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Thank you for dropping into us this morning. Now, you're in the Fianna Fáil Committee of 50, a national executive. It's an internal Fianna Fáil committee.
That's correct. Committee of 15 would be divided into three panels. So it would be seven males, seven females, and one person from the north of Ireland.
Yeah.
And they'd have a seat or a position on the Fianna Fáil National Executive. That would be selected by Fianna Fáil members at Fianna Fáil Ardesh. You'd have to be a member of Fianna Fáil for 1 year and attend two meetings to do so. The next Fianna Fáil Ardesh is on the 13th and the 14th of October. Also in the Fianna Fáil National Executive, there will be one person from each Dáil Conseil, which is called a Conseil Delegate. That would be selected by the local organisation. And then there'd be five vice presidents on the Fianna Fáil National Executive. Three of them would be from the parliamentary party, which would be Éamon O'Caoimh, Mary Butter, and Fiona O'Loughlin in Kildare North. And then the two would be Catherine Byrne, who's in Dublin Bay South, and Arthur Griffin, who's from Tipperary. Them, the last two there, would be selected by Fianna Fáil members and Ardesh.
Okay, now you're going to give us an update on what's happening out there. So,
A couple of updates. There's, I'll start locally first. Recently, there's been a boundary change. Most of this constituency here on the old Dublin North Central, Dublin North East, is still Dublin Bay North. But we have lost some of it down by Duncondra, down by Griffith Avenue, and beside Marino there has gone into Dublin Central. Which is making Dublin Central a four-seater instead of a three-seater. But in Dublin Bay North, it's still going to be a five-seater. And much geographically, it's 90% the same as the last election, and it shouldn't really affect many of the candidates. There's going to be a new boundary change for the local election, which I think is going to be happening in autumn of this year. So
it's the local elections now.
For the local elections. There's no boundaries or dates available at present. I don't know if it's going to be in October or November, or I think it's expected in autumn this year, and that will be under administrative brief of Owen Murphy, TD.
And they're shifting around of, go back to Marino, Drumcondra areas.
Yeah.
They're shifting around of that. Can people access that? It's a pretty elderly area.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Do they have to go online? Or?
Yeah, like, some people would have to go online, but not everyone is online. I think Northside people have covered a small bit. So what would happen would be, for the listeners who would be down in that area itself, your vote would be no longer to candidates who present themselves in the Dublin Bay North constituency. So example, say Sean Hottie, Richard Bruton, Finian McGrath, Tommy Bruton. Their candidates would be more likely to go again in Dublin Bay North. But in Dublin Central, your vote would be gone into Dublin Central.
Yeah.
So you would have candidate Mary Lou MacDonald would be in Sinn Féin, whoever the Labour candidate would be. You'd have Mary Fitzpatrick or Brian Mullen coming out of Dublin Central for Fianna Fáil. So your vote would be shifting to different candidates, plus queries as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing a query, say, regarding, say, a medical card or a pensioner or something regarding a thing, you have a different person representing you in Dáil Éireann.
Okay.
I know our own TDs, what will be, and probably we will be doing a report, should be in your letterbox soon, explaining affected areas and welcoming you to the new area. But it is important.
It is important that people know who their representative is.
And especially with the new with the local elections in 2 years, in 2019, the wars are going to change again. I don't know what's going to happen. It's up to the minister and the recommendation to the Conseil committee.
Right, well, we'll move along. We're limited to time this morning. There's a few things going on.
Yeah, a few things. This Sunday, 23rd of July, is the 100th anniversary of the East Clare by-election. election of Eamon de Valera in the 1917 Clary's by-election. It will be commenced by Fianna Fáil Uachtaráin Micheál Martin and the Clare organisation. They've been putting up posters the whole off the last couple of weeks. You can check on the Fianna Fáil Twitter, Facebook page. The whole organisation is out. Timmy Dooley's out as well, putting up posters the whole lot. The commemoration will take place in Glor, I can't get the pronunciation right, see, it's G-L-O-R Theatre at 12 p.m. It'll be all historic notes, and following that there'll be a full dress parade led by a brass band, which will be led by Micheál Martin and former Clare GD Silver Del Rear at the O'Connell Monument as well. Recently last week as well, James Brown TD and Lisa Chamber DD put a mental health bill, which was passed. Well, private member team, the Mental Health Amendment number 2 bill, which was introduced by Wexford TD James Brown to strengthen the rights regarding the inpatients to make decisions of their own treatment during a wide range of debates on mental health. And Mrs. Lisa Chambers, who's in Mayo, spoke about the impact of a death by suicide of a person of a wider circles of friends. She, I think, was very brave of her to actually speak about that in Dáil Éireann, you know.
Okay, now you showed me an article there that you just want to mention, because unfortunately we're a bit limited.
There's an article regarding lobbying of seagulls. I remember being on doors and last local and general and other times. There's basically regarding the seagulls have a big issue. It's down by Raheny. Major issue in Balbriggan. Dara O'Brien, TD, he wrote to Mr. Heather Fernie, he attached a letter, Garden Petitions. He said the Irish seagull population has declined about 90% in recent decades.
Declined?
This is declined. Yeah. But I personally think it's increasing. If you're in Dublin City Centre, they're everywhere. If you're getting the 15, the 4. Even this area here, you see them flying down. Even Sean, even Fianna Fáil local TD, Sean Hottie, even says he'd been contacted regarding residents in Hoth. He says he'd like similar action to be taken local thing. He said he attached some correspondence, and one of the people in the area said they seen a seagull swoop a chip from a baby's mouth.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
You know, and that's on, that's just from an article literally.
And it's there's an environmental issue here as well, because the only way to stop this would be to remove nests and eggs and stuff like that, and that probably needs legislation
as well, and they'd have protected rights as well. But they're saying it's declining, but they're becoming a major issue, and they have nests on top of chimneys.
You see it especially in autumn when the leaves start to fall off the trees. You see these nests and you see them everywhere.
Yeah, and they're quite big as well. The seagulls are getting larger, you know, than that and else. I remember a thing about a year and a half ago. Centre Ned O'Sullivan from Kerry, he brought up in Shannadair, and regarding seagulls, I think they're a bit of a nuisance. We need to look into it, but we can't have seagulls coming down on children and attacking, terrifying people as well. And some of them are very large, you know.
And that original the thing you mentioned there about a year and a half ago, that was people sort of laughed and said, my God, they've not got something better to do than talk about seagulls. But you can sort of see that it's like an infestation. We'll move on, because if people want to join up,
We're doing a large Fianna Fáil recruitment campaign at the moment. Carla Hart Hayes and Amy Matten is on the small bit promoting video, which is on fiannafáil.ie, regarding why you can join Fianna Fáil. If you want to sign up, you can contact Fianna Fáil headquarters, which is in Mount Street, or you can join up directly online, which is www.fiannafáil.ie, and you can join up on Fianna Fáil. I think people if you have an interest in politics, if you're new to politics, why not come along to a meeting, see how you feel. We'll be having the meeting again early September in Dublin Bay North. He's using Parnell's Gael Club or Clontarf Castle or down by the Marine, so we're all around Dublin Bay North. Why not come along, have an idea for the Ardesh, which is regarding motions, come along, present your idea and get involved. You know, if you you're not involved, you can't make an impact.
You can't give out if you're not there.
Or people out there that might be interested in running, or you can join, or women that might be interested in running, joining as well. There's women in politics, or join Fianna Fáil, it's good to get involved. There is a membership fee of €20, which has to be paid per year. Yep. But you get email thing, and there's loads of great events, newsletters and correspondence, and it's a great thing to be involved and getting involved on the ground.
Okay, Alan, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And we'll be talking again before the Ardèche.
Yeah, the Fianna Fáil Ardèche is on Friday the 13th, lucky or unlucky for some, and Saturday, which will be the day for voting, which is in the RDS in Dublin this October.
Okay. Right, Alan, once again, thank you.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.